Mix 93 WKMJ, thank you so much for tuning in to the Dirk Side today. It is 30 minutes past the hour of 8 on this Monday morning, June 3rd. And as promised, head coach Joe Schaan for the Michigan Tech hockey team is with us for a Michigan Tech hockey update. And as we were hoping and praying and crossing our fingers, we'd be able to get Tanner Carroll, former Husky and now pro, is with us as well. And coach, welcome back to the studio. Nice to get an update on Michigan Tech hockey.
Great. Thanks, Dirk. And Tanner, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Coach. How are you?
Good, really good.
So I talked to Tanner last week, and he said, I told him what time we'd like to get him on. He says, well, I got to do my workout at quarter to nine. I said, well, we'll get you on right away then, and then we'll talk more about Huskies hockey. But, Tanner, how's everything going? How's the summer been so far, or the spring, I should say, for you so far?
It's been going good. You know, I took a couple weeks off, a little vacation, got some sun down in Arizona, and then now back to work and kind of trying to enjoy some family time and the outdoors as much as we can.
Well, I see you at a lot of events. You've got obviously tons of relatives playing sports, and Tanner, you probably have to really do a lot of picking and choosing on what events you go to, don't you?
Yeah, I can see why my parents are always scattered all across the UP sometimes, but yeah, we've been able to watch a little bit of my sisters, some of her track meets, and a couple of them are playing softball, so it's been fun so far.
To talk a little bit about your workouts these days, Tanner, and how much different are your workouts now compared to like when you were playing with the Huskies?
Well, I think for the most part, a lot of them are kind of similar. I mean, Tyler Schloss is running my workout this summer, and we'll have a couple other pros up here, like Joel Esperant and Jake Lucchini is here right now, and so we'll have a good group of guys, and we're just, you know, kind of slowly starting to get into it right now and add a little bit of the, you know, off ice stuff where we're running up on the field, and we're doing sled pushes and pulls and tire flips and all that fun stuff.
Congratulations on the great season you had in Utica. I think 24 goals, second on the team with points too. And just talk a little bit about your game, I guess, this past season.
Yeah, I had overall a pretty good season. I had, you know, a lot of fun out in Utica. I was, you know, obviously you're hoping to get that chance up top and play at the big club, but I was, you know, in Utica most of the season, and so I tried to make the most of it and just enjoy my time there. I had a great group of guys, good coaching staff. The fans are unbelievable. I think we sold out every game, so that makes it a lot easier, obviously, to play in front of, and had a fun season. Just try to improve and focus a lot on getting better and, you know, taking care of my body away from the rink.
Obviously, with the family growing too, how much has that changed your day-to-day routine during the year?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I thought, you know, having one kid was tough, but two is a whole nother ball game now. So, but it's fun. You know, I think that was one of the positives of being out where I was in Utica. We had a lot of day trips, so we were, you know, coming back that night, so I was able to stay in our own beds a lot, and so I was able to be around and help out with the newborn, and I made things, I think, a little bit easier on the wife.
What about during these workouts up at Michigan Tech, when you come back for these summers, Tanner, do you find yourself mentoring at all the younger guys, or is that something that you kind of shy away from?
Well, I don't know. I mean, too much of the mentoring. You just try to, I think, you know, show by example and just kind of show that we're, you know, dedicated to coming here every morning and putting in our work to continue to get better, and that we're, you know, you're never satisfied with where you're at, and you always want to work to, you know, be better in all aspects of the game. And so I think having a few of us that come back every summer is, you know, good for the young guys coming in to show that, you know, you're continuing to work and we want to get better.
You know, when you're playing in the pros, whether it be in the NHL or the A, how much talk between players throughout the year is there about where you came from, you know, what schools you were from? I mean, how much of Michigan Tech do you wear on your sleeve when you're in the pros, and does that come up a lot between the guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes up wherever you go. You're always making connections with players you've played against or playing with, and where you came from, what route you took to get there. And I think that's what's the cool thing about, you know, that professional level. There's so many different routes that people take to get there. And so, you know, to come back and, you know, show where we came from in Michigan Tech and, try to brag to some of the junior kids that were a little bit smarter and got a degree on our belt, so can brag about that a little bit. But yeah, it's always fun to make different connections with, you know, players you might not have known even played against growing up or, you know, through college.
I know you're obviously watching, and I think you're working out with Joel Esperance, but talk a little about what a great season, what you think of his season this past year and what he was able to do, and how much, in your mind, did you think that he was going to be able to succeed as much as he did this past year?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know what the transition is going to be like from, you know, any jump you make from, you know, especially from college right to the professional level. But, you know, I knew kind of going into the season that Joel, you know, he has all the tools and the size and strength and skill to, you know, succeed at that next level. And he definitely showed it that this year, you know, especially throwing, I think he had 30 goals or over 30 goals. And that's, you know, it's hard to do in any league, especially in the American Hockey League. So definitely give him props, you know, proud of where he's at. And you only hope the best that he continues to keep improving and get more games at the, you know, the top level.
Tanner, are you working, do you work hockey school during the summer here too, or do you get a chance to, you probably don't get a chance to do that, do you?
Yeah, you know, I didn't get as much last summer, but the summer before I worked a few weeks, and I'm, you know, planning on getting at least a week or two in the summer, so I'll be around.
All right, well, we'd like to get you on, again, we don't get a chance to talk to you a whole heck of a lot, because I know you're really, really busy, and people are pulling you in many different directions, but we appreciate a couple of minutes here that you've given us here today, and keep in touch, and like I said, hopefully we'll get you on later on in the summer, and we hope everything works out for you next year, too.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
All right, have a great workout. That's Tanner Carroll, former Husky here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Head coach Joe Schaan is with us. We'll be right back with more right after this.
If your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor John Nelson. When it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Stop by our office in the Sharon Center in Houghton or call 906-482-8680. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Mix 93, 90, Copper Country Weather.
John D. We'll see mostly sunny skies this morning. Give way to cloudy skies and a small chance of a scattered shower this afternoon. High today, 60 degrees, and light winds will become easterly at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, small chance of a few showers, low around 45. And for tomorrow, cloudy, with a chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 60 degrees, and light winds becoming easterly in the afternoon.
WKMJ.
Hey, welcome back to a Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Head Coach Joe Schaan. Thanks again to Tanner Carroll for joining us. He's got to get his workout in, and he was able to take a couple of minutes to join us today. We'll hopefully get him on again next time we have a show. Coach, again, nice to have you back in. A couple of things have happened since the last time we gave an update, and one of the big things was right after our last show was you and the team named captains for next year, which was very exciting.
Yeah, it was, and in the fallout it's gotten, you know, it's something that you don't really, you know, it doesn't come into the consideration that you're naming a local captain, you know, like when Tanner was named captain. By the way, with Tanner, unbelievable guy. Mm-hmm. And so many guys don't get a chance to see him in their working out, though, because he's leaving at that time. I go up and have coffee with Luker and those guys in the morning, and Tanner's done. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in there early, and then he's done, and probably gets up and does the morning feeding, you know, with the baby, and then heads in for his workouts and gets him in, but unbelievable man. I mean, he's just an incredible, well, from a great family. They're all, but you hear him, he's getting all over, he's going to watch track meets, he's trying to make sure as the big brother that he's taking in everybody, you know, everybody in the family and supporting everybody, and just an unbelievable man.
And the appreciation he has for his parents elevates because of that.
Yeah, and the love he has for the community, you know, mm-hmm. Devin was the same way, the love they have for the community. You saw, you know, it just exemplified itself in the, you know, the Copper Country Strong weekend when, you know, Devin played and everything, you know, that's coming up, the anniversary that's coming up. But that was just a thing of pride for him. He had so much emotion in that weekend.
So the captains, I mean, Ray Bryce named the captain next year. We had him on the day after that was announced, and he was obviously very humble about the whole thing. But it is very exciting, not just because he is the right guy. I feel you got it right. But when it's a local kid, it adds a little bit to it.
Yeah, and I'll say that the fact that he's local had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it.
And it shouldn't.
We did. This is a very important. This is really the bulk of my focus right now, you know, outside of recruiting and things, but was making sure that we get our leadership right, and that we do what we didn't do enough of last year and prepare these guys to have success. I think a year ago, I've said this before. I think I let down our leadership. First of all, I'm not sure that those guys were leading the team. I think the guys that lead the locker room lead the team. And I think probably if you were to ask Luch again if he wanted to be a captain and wear a letter and handle what he needed to do, he would have probably said, you know, in looking back, no, I just want to play. I just want to play. But the captains, the leaders of the team, have to manage the group, and they have to support the staff. They have to challenge staff. They have to challenge the group. They have to encourage, you know, as well, more so than the challenging, so that when they do have to take control of a situation, they take control, and they have to take control of those situations. So it's important that we give them the tools. So first of all, you have to have the right guys. The team let us know who they thought were the right guys, and it was directly on point with who we thought were the right guys in two facets. One, in leadership, in just overall leadership qualities, and another, leadership by example. And I think we got it right with the players, and with the gentleman we've picked. There's irony in it. I've gotten notes from Sault Ste. Marie because of the impact Ray had, which I wasn't even thinking of when he was playing there for the Sioux Eagles, for the junior team there, the impact he had on people. And then here from the, you know, and no one's saying you didn't get this, you know, you didn't hit this. We have the right guys. We're meeting every week with the captains, along with Smitty and Seamus Donahue, that we're meeting and going through some information. We're sharing things just to try to get on the same page and be able to handle situations, you know, as a group together. And then we'll lead that into forming a leadership group. We'll probably take one person from each class, but there'll be representatives as well to give the captains even some more help in managing the team. So we're excited about that. This is the number one issue, I think, with our team is making sure that we have our leadership right and that we're doing things by example and getting a refocus on what Michigan Tech hockey is all about.
Head Coach Joe Schaan from the Michigan Tech hockey team is with us on a Michigan Tech hockey update on this Monday morning. If you have a question for Coach Schaan, email it to us, dj@themix93.com. We didn't get a chance last time you were in, Coach, to talk about the new head coach at Bowling Green State University with Chris Bergeron moving on over to Miami. And Ty Eigner, the assistant coach, now named head coach, and he just actually named Curtis Carr one of his assistants coming over from Merrimack. Your thoughts on that administration of coaches?
Yeah, Ty's a great guy. You know, that whole Bowling Green staff was, you know, I admired them because there was never any excuses out of that staff. You'd be in meetings and things, and like even Burge would just stand up and say, hey, this doesn't work for us. It might work for you. It doesn't work for us. I don't support this. It doesn't work. Or this does work. But his focus was entirely on Bowling Green hockey and what works for Bowling Green hockey. Ty was at that from the very start in the development of that. I know that when they went in, they were much as when Mel came in here, the program was, in a need for a change or a need for some growth, and they went through and assessed that program and first couple years, average regular seasons, usually a little bit better in the playoffs, and then they just kept growing it and growing it over a 9-year period. So Ty was there for every part of that. Their staff is always classy. Ty handles himself in a very good way. I admire him, and Curtis Carr is a great addition for them. He's again another classy guy. You know, a good family. He's got a good many kids and things like that. So he's got that calmness about him too. So I think they'll do a really good job there. They're a good fit for Bowling Green.
Another recent development in the WCHA coach was that Anchorage announcing that they are pulling out of Sullivan Arena for their home games and will move back to campus to the Wells Fargo complex there, which I've been in that building. I've seen it. Do you have any thoughts on that? And yeah, we don't go there
no.
this year, but
yeah, no, I really don't. I know that there's talk about it. We'll see where it goes. They're supposed to be putting some renovations in that building and things like that. So I know that they're having, I think there's a chance that you may see, now that Anchorage is in that Fairbanks, kind of maybe go the same direction. They have a rink on campus. I've never been in the one in Anchorage. I have been in I believe it's the Paddy Center several times in Fairbanks. So, and they used to play out of that rink. So I can see, with the costs and everything else and kind of just the, you know, behind the scenes talk that's come out of Fairbanks lately, possibly them doing the same thing, but we'll see it all when it all happens.
Boy, when you see other teams struggling financially like that, it really makes us appreciate what we have here, though, don't we? I mean, it's such a wonderful arena, our own arena, you know, within the campus of the
yeah,
school.
And again, we were voted, I believe, in the top 10, I don't know what number we were, of all, what were we, number in college hockey? We were 20-something, I think, overall in all of hockey as hockey cities, hockey communities. But in college hockey, I believe we were in the we were certainly in the top 10
yeah,
again.
I can't remember.
But I can't remember.
If we
were, I'm sure in the top 5, Houghton, Michigan. So there's nothing like it here. Again, I say it all the time. It's a throwback, hardworking community. I think I probably talked about it on here before, but I know that I've talked about just recently, you know, to some people that were asking some questions. And I said, what back at Lake State, when Lake State was winning national championships, it was a focus to recruit only a few players from urban areas. So maybe a player, a Doug Wade or Brian Ralston out of Detroit, you know, something like that, Brett Barnett out of Toronto, out of those bigger communities, because you weren't necessarily getting, you're getting talent, you're recruiting skill. But you really hit hard in the rural areas. I think Jeff had a real focus, Jeff Jackson, real focus on going into Saskatchewan, Weyburn, Estevan, you know, getting those kids that in April, hey, listen, thanks, teach it. School was great, but we got to go burn. You know, it's time to work the fields. It's time to, so, you know, thanks for everything. Give me a good grade. We'll see you in the fall. Getting up, doing chores in the morning, those types of things. Rennie Chapdelaine from Weyburn, those, you know, so many players I was fortunate enough to play with. And they led to national championships. Now with the how the world has shrunk with social media and just the way it shrunk, you don't, not so many big local farms, more commercial farming and things like that. Now, it's hard to find those rural kids. So things have changed, but here we still have that rural side. That's why it's amazing how many kids have come out of Hancock and Houghton and Calumet and gone on and being tremendous athletes in college and signing pro contracts and things. Look at Ben Storm. You know, it's he went and played St. Cloud. So throwback community that with the type of people that are necessary for programs to be successful.
Joe Sean is with us. If you have a question for Coach Sean, email it to us, dj@themix93.com. We'll talk about the Stanley Cup Finals and get Coach's thoughts on the Blues and the Bruins when we come back. It's a Michigan Tech Hockey Update right here on Mix 93.
The Portage Quilt House, 2 miles south of the MTU campus, has all their summer fabrics in stock. They're your home of official Michigan Tech Husky fabric in fleece and cotton. The quilter can find everything they need at the Portage Quilt House. Shop their huge selection of batiks, flannel, Australian prints, and a great line of children's prints. Hours at the Portage Quilt House are Monday through Friday, 10:30 till 5, Saturday, 10:30 till 3. Check them out online as well at portagequilt.com.
Mix 93.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this morning give way to cloudy skies and a small chance of a scattered shower this afternoon. High today, 60 degrees, and light winds will become easterly at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, small chance of a few showers, low around 45. And for tomorrow, cloudy, with a chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 60 degrees, and light winds becoming easterly in the afternoon.
WKMJ. Direct from Hollywood with Ryan Seacrest.
Ever wonder what happened to Lady Gaga's iconic meat dress she bravely wore to the 2010 MTV VMAs? Did it rot? Did it get tossed in the garbage? Become barbecue? Turns out it still exists. According to her House of Gaga fashion director, Nicola, it's more like a jerky dress these days. It was initially refrigerated before being sent to a taxidermist to be preserved forever, and you can now see it for yourself at her House of Gaga in Las Vegas. It's just one of roughly 20 of her most legendary outfits and twice as many key accessories on display in a museum near her residency at Park MGM. Her fashion director tells Billboard displaying these items made by other artists makes a ton of sense for Gaga, adding, "She is the public face of a creative team. She's involved in everything. It's very much about collaboration, and she respects everybody that works with her. From her wardrobe team to her makeup team to the production team, we really do everything together." House of Gaga Las Vegas, open now.
That's direct from Hollywood.
Hey guys, Ryan Seacrest here. Have you watched Netflix Always Be My Maybe yet? It's written by and stars comedian Ali Wong and fresh off the boat's Randall Park. Two childhood friends who reconnect after 15 years wonder if they're meant to end up together. Always Be My Maybe is wickedly funny and sweet, but not too sweet. And it doesn't hurt that Keanu Reeves is in it, too. You'll laugh, you'll cry, then you'll cry some more because you're laughing so hard. Always Be My Maybe is out now on Netflix and in select theaters. This film is rated PG-13.
The Portage Lake Golf Course is open. Greens fees, season passes, practice range, practice greens, leagues, lessons, and great food and beverages. They're ready for you. Enjoy 18 holes of the finest golf right in your own backyard at the Portage. For more information on memberships and other services, call 487-2641 today.
No, that's not your radio. That's a taste of Applebee's new loaded fajitas, served with chicken, steak, or shrimp, loaded with rich, creamy queso, and topped with applewood smoked bacon.
Applebee's new loaded fajitas. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood. Price and participation varies.
Load up on Applebee's new loaded fajitas, smothered in bacon and covered in queso.
Get ready for the best summer ever!
Hey everybody, this is Lexi from Portage Paddle Sports. Come on down for some summer fun in the sun. We're talking paddle boards, kayaks, tubes, bike rentals, and even water yoga classes. Portage Paddle Sports are located at the Hancock Beach and the Kessner Houghton Waterfront Park by Chutes and Ladders. Remember, even cloudy days are good days for Gilbert's Delicious hand-dipped ice cream. Get ready for the best summer ever. Portage Paddle Sports at the Hancock Beach and in our new location, the Houghton Waterfront.
Do you find yourself taking more over-the-counter pain medication than you would like because of your nagging back or neck pain? Maybe the pain is more than just nagging and actually affects your daily routine, but you're not sure what else to do. Call chiropractor Dr. Jim Peterson in Hancock. Peterson Chiropractic have nearly 20 years of helping people feel less pain and getting people back to their daily routines. Peterson Chiropractic, Quincy Street in Hancock. Big time experience and big time results. 483-0371.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices, so you can save big money maintaining your yard. Prevent damage to trees, shrubs, and gardens with Messina's Animal Stopper. It's easy to apply, won't damage plants, and lasts for up to 30 days. Choose from deer, small animal, dog and cat, squirrel, or rodent stopper. A 15-ounce aerosol can is only $4.99 during Menards' construction sale. Prices are good through June 9th. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. clean up with great deals right now at Family Dollar. This week, save $2 off your $6 purchase of Dove and Suave products with Smart Coupon. Select Sparkle Paper Towels and Angel Soft Bathroom Tissue are $4.50 each. Look for Oreo Cookies and Ritz Fresh Stacks for $2.75. Plus, download a Smart Coupon for $5 off your $25 total purchase. Find this coupon and more on our app or visit FamilyDollar.com and clean up on summertime savings.
Welcome back to the Joe Schaan Hour. I wish we could air some of the stuff we talk about off of the air. It would be interesting. Michigan Tech hockey update. Some questions are coming in. We'll get to those in just a little bit. The Boston Bruins leading the series in the Stanley Cup Finals right now. 2-1. There are a lot of Boston haters, I think, throughout the country and throughout North America right now and are rooting for the Blues. I'm rooting for the Blues, but Boston right now looks pretty good.
Well, if Mitch Greinke was playing, I'd vote for the Blues.
Yes.
I'm actually pulling. I like the Bruins because they play a lot like the style that we play. They play that same type of game. We're actually pulling a lot of video out off it and going through it daily as part of our off season prep work, and we'll tie that together in playbook types format to show the guys. But I like it. You know what people don't like is Marchand, and you know I don't really get it. I think every team has that wins at any level and anything has a Marchand. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Every single team, and we loved it when it was Konstantinov or when it was Maltby. You know what I mean? When it was one of those guys, or I mean, people didn't love McCarty, but you love it. Yeah, you know he knows his job, and he's and he does it really well. Kenny Linsman, the Rat, you know, back in the day, and you know Issa Tikkanen for Edmonton.
Yeah.
So I love those guys. I like Boston. But I will say this: I was talking to Mike Zook last week, and he said that the St. Louis has the town just electrified. That they have the whole story of it, of how they came from last, coaching change came to last for first, and did, and have done everything. They've got their alumni base because so many of them stay in that area as Mike did. They got to have them electrified, and he said it's just a really, really fun time right now to be in St. Louis. And I do like St. Louis. I like them a lot. I probably, if there was any other team in there, I kind of like Dallas, the way they play. I'm kind of like that. If I like the way a team plays in any sport, I like that team. I'm not really a bandwagoner, you know. But if I like the team year in and year out, I'll support that team. I think Dallas, I'd like to watch them. I like the way Pittsburgh plays as well. So, but I'm pulling for Boston right now.
A chippy series. You go back to Marchand. I think a lot of people, including myself, I think you have the Konstantinovs, you have some of the other enforcers out there that have their style of game that are obviously very important to the engine that drives the team. I think a lot of people, including myself, I think he takes it over the sportsmanship lines.
Yeah, he does. He does. He pushes. But what's the line?
Well, you know, that's true. Everybody has their own.
Well, and that no, but that's what the rules are set up for to guard. I mean, the lick and stuff, things like that. You gotta say to yourself, you know, come on, buddy, get it together. But he's pushing the line, and the league governs the line. You know, I go back to you know an analogy for those of you that have seen the movie A Few Good Men, the one with Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson, and they have that scene in the courtroom, and they're going at it, and you know, half the people would love. I mean, love Tom Cruise in the movie because he's the good guy but Jack Nicholson, you know, he's doing what has to be done under different rules and pushing the line. And that's basically what he says in the movie. You don't want to know where I have to go to provide you safety. So I just assume you stay out of it. And to be successful, there's lines. Well, we see it in recruiting. We see it in everything that we do. You know, you can. There's so many programs that you could say to yourself, "We won't operate that way," but they operate that way because their conscience is a little different than ours is. You know what I mean? And I don't denounce them. We just and sometimes they can. Sometimes schools can steal players from other schools and things like that, and you see it. Or they can stockpile players, and you see it. They're pushing the envelope to the point where I say it all the time. The NCAA's got to regulate ourselves against ourselves, and they're doing that. You know, they've now curbed legislation so that you can only talk to kids after January 1 of their sophomore year because there are eighth graders committing. So it doesn't mean anybody's right. It doesn't mean anybody's wrong. What it means is that people push the envelope. Marshawn pushes the envelope, you know, and he pushed them all the way to titles, you know, so you have to respect that.
And is it important at the Division I college hockey level to have guys, maybe not just like that, but have those role players on your team?
Well, you have to. Yeah, you have to within the rules. You know, you look at teams. There's teams in our league that it drives me crazy how they dive. You know, they have a great power play, and they lay down, you know, all the time. And you could send in 50 clips and, you know, to the league office every Monday if you wanted to, and all you're going to get out of you know, the head of the officials is, yeah, I see your point. You know, they skate up to your team, and they'll lean into you and grab your stick and lay down. You know what I mean? And it's like, and then they beat you on the power play. And the phrase is, Billy McCullough used to use the phrase, that's gamesmanship. Games, well, you know, it's to each his own, you know, to those teams that are doing that and excelling, you know, it works. And we're brought up a little differently that, you know, if you're hurt, get up. If you can't walk, we'll send the trainer out. But if it's your broken nose or something like that, get up and get off the ice. You know, don't lay there. Now you see guys with full masks on, with a stick comes up, and they want to make sure they sell it. You know, there's one clip out, and I wish I could tell you what it is. There's one clip out. It was St. Louis, I think, in Dallas, and a guy got, like, it's just embarrassing how the guy kept jumping. A guy was cross-checking a little bit from St. Louis, and the guy was kept falling.
I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And then, you know, the tweet I got on it was, this is absolutely embarrassing. Mm-hmm. But is it gamesmanship? Is it? And it's up to the officials to regulate it.
Until it's enforced.
Until it's enforced. There's always rules, and until it's enforced. But back to Marchand, he pushes the envelope, but he may push it all the way into a title.
Do you think, though, St. Louis can? I mean, obviously, it's just games to one.
Absolutely. St. Louis could win the next three. They're a good hockey team. Mm-hmm. They're big, they're strong, they're physical. If you read comments coming by coaches, other coaches, they're saying the two hardest teams, and by that, hardest to play against, the teams that play the heaviest are the teams that are in the finals. Mm-hmm. The hardest teams to play against are in the finals. There's not a lot of room on the ice. There's just not a lot. There's both teams are tactically well coached. They're doing a good job. Berube's done a tremendous job with that team. And even in the last game, Boston opened it up, but is it Billington? The goaltender for St. Louis, they pulled him. Those are goals that he doesn't let in. You don't see those goals in the NHL anymore. Those straight on shots that were getting through him. So as long as he plays well, it can go either way. They're all one goal games.
All right, a couple of questions coming in. The first question is, Coach, how are the young guys doing as far as their early summer workouts?
Doing great, the guys that are here. If you notice, last year we tried that for the first time, allowed some freshmen to come in, and those freshmen happened to be Hallinan and Bliss and Bretzman, and those guys had tremendous freshman years. This year we have a few freshmen in as well, working out, working hard. They're certainly going to be ahead of the game. The problem we have with a couple of those, with the freshmen, with the whole, all of them being able to come in, some that we would like to come in, a couple played late into their playoffs and they need a recovery phase. Tyler Shalas said they need a recovery phase. They can't go right. You may lose what you could gain if they don't have a rest period.
Yeah. So what is that? I mean, is that like a week or two or 3 weeks? What is that?
That's not. I don't want to sit here and give advice on anything.
No,
that's,
I just wondered if
no,
Tyler,
I don't know if
Tyler had said anything.
Yeah, I don't know what the time. Like Tyler says, a couple weeks.
Okay.
But I don't know, you know, anatomically what that would be. Now, a couple of the other guys that we would like to have come in are international students, and getting the visas and things in line is difficult as well. So, but we do have some players here. They look great. I believe there's three freshmen right now, and they're certainly fitting in, and they're learning the techniques that Tyler will use. And you see how good the job that Tyler does. You know, these pros are coming back to work with him. Neves will be here. Mike Neville will be here shortly. Matty Roy will be in here. Tanner Caro's here, you know, doing his thing, and Joel Esperance is already here doing his thing. The ice is going in, so they're going to get on the ice as well. So it's a great place to spend a summer and get ready for a big hockey season.
I just love having the guys back. I mean, I just think it's so cool that they come back like that, you know.
And they come back with experiences, and they come back with suggestions. And Joel spent, we spent a few minutes together, and he went down some philosophy that they do there. He was great in saying, you know, he was great in what we're doing. He said it wasn't much different than what we're doing. So we just really got into some system, but the structure of our preparation, he thought was very similar, and that we're on track here. But it was just kind of some tactical things that work within. And part of it, the adjustment is that we played a lot like Monty's teams in Denver, we try to play that game, and that's probably why I like Dallas a bit, because we can pull stuff out of that. Mm-hmm. But he shared some things with us that we're going to try to implement within our game as well. So it's great having him back and spending time with these guys. They're great men, you know. Mm-hmm. They're great men. So it's, anytime you're surrounding yourself with good people, it's a good thing.
Here's the next question for Coach: how important is dry land training to your team and coaching style?
It's utterly important, but with the caveat in there that I think that young kids need to be young kids. I'm all for multi-sport athletes. I'm for guys playing softball in the summer. I'm for guys doing their water skiing or doing. I like multi-sport. I think it refreshes the psyche. You know, it gives them. Although we had an injury last week from tennis. A guy rolled his ankle on a tennis ball. We obviously talked about Tommy Parentino playing. You know, when the guys get together and play basketball, so you hate to see that. I know when Kirk Gibson played for the Tigers, they had a thing in his contract because he liked to go fast, and he bought that jet or whatever, and he wanted to see how high it could fly or whatever it was. And back in the day, and so they had to put a thing in there that his contract's void if he's injured doing something crazy like that.
Yeah.
But these guys are athletes, and they do push the line, and they're thrill seekers to some degree. But around all of that and around summer jobs, because I like guys to work as well, learn your work ethic. But I do think that the summer workouts are imperative, and that's why we have our guys do that. We've talked before how we do things. We have a tri-semester system where the first phase of it, which is what the guys are in right now, is strength building. You never get that back if you don't do it. If you put things off and go right into a power phase, which is moving the strength that you have faster and more efficiently and getting your body acclimated, if you don't build that strength phase and go right into that, you're behind. And whatever percent, I know when I played for Frank Anzalone, and he did a great job, he was innovative and ahead of his time, and I think that's why we had such great success. But his theory was, if you start at a certain level and you only lose, you know, if everybody were to lose, let's say, 11% of their strength over a season, you know, because of the combat of the sport, well, if you have a higher base to work off of, and everybody, just saying everybody's equal within season training, you're stronger. Right. Over the long run, 11% is a big deal, and that was the number that he always used to say, 11%. Now, where he came up with that, I'm sure it was Russian-based, because back then we were doing everything that the Russians did, mm-hmm. you know, jumping off of buildings and all that. You know, the plyometrics were a crazy part of what we did, which you feel in your lower back now for sure. That's the theory of it. So you got to get that strength base up, and then you have to, over the season, maintain it. That's a big deal of what Tyler's done a great job. We haven't had a lot of injuries that are non-breaks, you know what I mean, like broken things. Yeah. We, which is a phenomenal thing. Now, some of the other sports we've had have had injuries. We've been fortunate enough that we stay away, you know, with slight separation. Concussion's a hit. That's not, you can't, I don't know how you can strengthen the attachment of the brain to the skull, you know, however that works.
Yeah. A follow-up to that question, Coach, do you find that teams that are good dry land teams translate that to ice?
Absolutely. I think that it's, you see Tanner Caro. Tanner Caro's doing, he just talked about it now, and I said, he's leaving, like, when you think he's coming, he's leaving at that time. His workout's already in. His workout's already done. And Tyler's there at 6 o'clock in the morning, so probably pushing him hard at that time. But it's imperative. You know, there was a time when it wasn't. I mean, a couple of years ago, there was a thing going around. It was the what guys had to report at. You had to be able to do 20 push-ups. You had to be able to do this. You had to be able, you know, there's like 10 things, and you look at it now and you say, man, a sixth grader does that. And that was, you know, and you have to be down to like under a full pack of cigarettes a day, you know, that type of thing. Yeah, you have. Athletes have changed. Athletes have changed. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to. The best trained athletes, the best conditioned, the strongest, the fastest. Those are. And you put all skill being equal, mm-hmm. they differentiate. So you make yourself a better athlete in the weight room.
Another question, Coach. Whatever happened to the skating treadmill?
The skating treadmill, I believe, is being revived in Minneapolis area. It was sold, and we're going to multifacet that room into a very nice video room that'll be used for instruction. It'll probably be used for some classroom instruction within, you know, the athletic department. I don't know what all the plan is for being able to use it, but I know what we're going to use it for, and it'll be for our team meetings and things like that to be able to work around. It's going to be.
You know, you and I poked our head in there the other day.
Yeah, they're getting at it.
Well, I couldn't believe how big that room. I don't remember that room being that big.
Yeah, well, watch it shrink up quick. It's going to fit. I think it's going to fit 28 or 30 seats in it, but it shrinks up quick when you get the tiers and stuff put in it. But it's going to be very nice. It'll be a really good recruiting tool for us, and it'll be, you know, utilized very well. We do a lot of videos, so it helps.
Very good. Great questions. We've got more questions ready to go, but we'll talk to those, or we'll get those going after the break here on Mix 93. It's the Michigan Tech Hockey Update with Head Coach Joe Sean.
You're listening to The Dirk Side.
This is turning out to be everything that I had hoped for.
On Mix 93, WKMJ-FM, Hancock.
So, your auto insurance is up for renewal, and you've been telling yourself that before you ever re-up again with those same robotic online companies that you'll look around for better coverage. But there you go again, getting ready to just write the check out for another 6 months of the same impersonal service. Stop! Switching is easy. Call the Levesque Agency. They will find you great coverage and make you feel part of their family. They've been around since 1898 for a reason. The Levesque Insurance Agency, Calumet, 337-0101.
We'll see mostly sunny skies this morning, give way to cloudy skies, and a small chance of a scattered shower this afternoon. High today, 60 degrees, and light winds will become easterly at 5 to 10 in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, small chance of a few showers, low around 45. And for tomorrow, cloudy, with a chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, high of 60 degrees, and light winds becoming easterly in the afternoon.
WKMJ.
Good morning, everyone. This is the News Beat. After placing first in regional championships in April, Michigan Technological University's concrete canoe and steel bridge teams are going for national titles. The National Concrete Canoe Competition, sponsored by the American Society of Civil Engineers, is June 6th through 8th at the Florida Institute of Technology in Melbourne, Florida. The National Student Steel Bridge Competition, sponsored by the American Institute of Steel Construction, is also going on at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. Concrete Canoe senior co-captains Liz Adams and Cole Schilling said the team named its 164-pound, 20-feet-long canoe Driftwood to honor Great Lakes beaches and show support to the local community recovering from last year's mid-June flood. The idea that a concrete boat can float feels counterintuitive, but concrete does float when it has a lower density than water, explained Schilling. We substitute the heavy sand and stone aggregate for lighter, less dense materials like small hollow glass spheres and expanded shale. This results in a concrete mixture that is just 59 pounds per cubic foot, which is less dense than water at 62.4 pounds per cubic foot. In addition to meeting design and construction criteria, students also race their canoes. They said we're expecting to have the second lightest boat at Nationals, close behind Florida University's 170-pound canoe. Said Schilling, "We're not worried about any alligators, but we're keeping a sharp eye out for gators," meaning Florida University. And the winning performance in concrete canoe competition is a longtime Michigan Tech tradition. Huskies will be cheering the team on this coming weekend. UP Health System Marquette has announced that its new hospital at 850 West Barriga Avenue is officially open. Patients were transferred safely to the facility yesterday, and all services have been transitioned to the new hospital building. Brian Sinnott, Chief Executive Officer of UP Health System Marquette and Market President for UP Health System, which includes a hospital in Hancock, said, "We are pleased to have successfully completed our move into our new hospital. I'd like to thank our team and our partners who masterfully orchestrated the final phases of our move, including the transfer of patients this weekend." The new hospital is a nearly 525,000 square feet, eight-story facility that offers the community easy access to a diverse range of healthcare services in one convenient location. On the News Beat, I'm Mitch Lake.
Summertime food and fun starts at Pabst Foods and Festival Foods. Dole Snow White Cauliflower, 99 cents a pound. Dole Garden Salad, 99 cents. 90% lean ground round, 3.87 a pound. Essential every day. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, 3 pounds, 4.99. Hills Brothers High Yield Coffee, big can, 5.99. Ice Mountain Spring Water, 2 for 7. And IGA Butter, 1 pound, 2.99. At Pabst Foods and Festival Foods.
Tony's Country Kitchen in Lorium is now open Monday through Saturday, 7 till 5. Enjoy breakfast, daily lunch specials, fresh cabbage rolls Wednesday, Chinese Thursday, and their world-famous pasties. Call 337-0611 for pasty fundraisers and reunions. Tony's, now open Monday through Saturday.
If you're like most of us, you're busy with family, friends, and doing your best to make it all go right. Superior National Bank understands. That's why we do more every day to help you bank better. Did you know that Superior National helps home dreams come true? From low down payment mortgages to new construction financing to home equity loans for remodeling, Superior National has options to fit your needs. You can even apply online. For more information, visit our website or give us a call. Superior National Bank. People you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Houghton County Medical Care Facility is now hiring nurses and offering a student loan forgiveness program for up to $5,000 annually. Apply in person or at www.houghtonmcf.com.
It's time to clean up your car. Want it to look, feel, and even smell like new again? Sands Auto Zibart can make it happen with their Express Interior Exterior Cleaning Service. They'll hand polish the exterior. They'll clean and shampoo the interior. Your car and your passengers will love it. Various packages are available. See Sands for details or visit SandsAuto.com. Maybe it's time for an oil change. Get a free car wash with a quick lube oil change. Sands Auto Zibart on Memorial Drive in Houghton. Call 482-2179 to schedule your appointment.
Are you sick of crushing candy and want something better? Well, better is here with Best Fiends. Join millions of satisfied Americans and start playing today. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated addicting puzzle adventure game where you collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Don't miss out on the Best Fiends obsession. Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Play Best Fiends.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to a Michigan Tech Hockey Update. Head Coach Joe Shawn is with us, and some more questions, Coach. Here's the next question. Is there a roster set for the new year?
There's more than a skeleton for it. It's got muscle on it and tissue. I'll talk to Kelvin about it. I don't know if it should be updated, but I don't know if it is on our site. But we have a set roster for next year. And I'll talk to Kelvin if it's not up. We're saying that I'd still take a top a top six forward, including a centerman, if it preferably being a centerman, but finding that is difficult. So, but I'm very good with what we have. I got to be honest with you, I really like the group of what I see, and I've said this before. I like our goaltending, obviously, and with the addition of Blake Piedla coming in, a top-end goaltender, you know, nationally, I think with him and Drusick and Bedun, we have a very good, for the first time since I've been head coach, I'm confident going into a season with what we have in goal. Not that I didn't really love our goaltenders before, but we didn't know who we were going to have and how we were. Devin stepped up so well the year before, coming off an injury than last year. Other than that, we had unknowns in Packy Munson and Jurusic. So we have depth there, I guess is the best way to put it, at that position. At defense, we went through with the development process last year with a lot of guys that played a lot of minutes that are good. They're good players. We lowered our goals against last year, a half a goal a game. If you take away the 12 empty net goals that we gave up, you know, we're more than that. We're as good as any team we've probably ever had here. We'd have been down, you know, around 1.8, 1.75 goals against. As it was, we were at like a 2.1 or something like that, which was half a goal lower than the year before. So that defensive core did a great job for us. We felt we needed to get a little bit bigger back there and to be able to end some cycle play, some offensive zone play by the opposition. So we added two big guys, Brendan Dadema, who's a point producer, is 6'5", and with a long reach. We added him. Chris Leip is 6'1". 200 pounds, that can move a puck, but it's also a good defender. Actually had to cover his partner, and when I went and saw him in Chicago, I felt bad for Chris because he had to defend the whole time. Mm-hmm. And he did a good job at it, so we had some size and strength back there to go along with the likes of Cooper Watson and Mitch Meek. You know, so I think we have a good, really good blend back there now, and we're returning some really good forwards up front, I think, some very good young forwards, and then we have a couple of good ones coming in. I think Parker Stretzky is going to be a really good player. Logan Piedla is going to be a really good player. Gainey's going to be a good player. He's this young guy, Logan Gainey, who played for Spruce Grove, we've watched him for a couple of years. He had a really slow start this last year. He had a personal tragedy in his family, and that affected him. Without a doubt. So he had a slow start. Well, then he ended up being maybe the top scorer in that league the second half of the year and in the playoffs. So he's a high-end character kid, a centerman that I think is going to be a really, really good college hockey player because of his character, his desire. He's a rink rat. So I like these guys. I really like our group. I really do. I think that the big thing for us is going to make sure to get back to our high end character culture that we've had in the past. You know, when you lose guys like Joel Esperance and Brent Baltus, the value of Brent Baltus, you know, in hindsight, you look back, was immeasurable. Everybody speaks how much they respected Brent Baltus and his evolution and growth along with Joel. In all aspects of their game, that leadership, and you know, they grew as people, they grew as leaders, they grew as players, and they led us to a championship. So that's the biggest focus right now is proper conditioning and making sure that we're on the same page with our culture.
You've kind of already touched on it, but the question was how much better do you think our defense will be next year?
I thought it got good this year. I think we had some areas that we've just discussed. So
yeah.
I expect it to be very good. I expect our defense to be very good with some work ethic from the forwards and with our goaltending, our defensive game. You know, if you're good enough with the puck, you have to defend less. We talked about that before with Mark Ock, with Mel. Mel didn't want that first year with Ocker. We could have lost him at Christmas because we went on that long streak. We were, you know, for a lot of reasons, we didn't lose a game in our first 10, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Ocker played the first game and then didn't play till Christmas. And we knew he was a good player. He was good in practice. And I remember Mel saying one time, yeah, but, you know, he doesn't defend well. And I remember saying to him, but we don't defend when he's on the ice. You know, we don't defend. We have the puck the whole time, and he's really good with it. He's a big driving force with that. And that year, he played the second half of the year and ended up second in the country behind Eichel, who's captain of Buffalo right now, in plus minus in a half a year.
Yeah.
So if he plays the whole year, you know, you add another 10 plus minus, he leads the country in plus minus. So If you can possess the puck, you don't have to defend as much anyways. And we're going to tweak some things to give us the puck even more. But we were third in the country last year in shots for. Third in the country mm-hmm. in shots for. So we're doing something right. We just have to make sure we fine-tune and find a way to win all those close games. You know, if we can win 70% of those games, we're a national tournament team. So of those one-goal games we lost last year.
We're almost out of time, Coach, but really quick, what's the staff going to be up to here in the next few weeks?
We're recruiting. I'm spending a lot of time here with players and recruiting. I'm heading out this weekend. I was out not this past weekend, but the weekend before for 5 days. We're at the stage now where we're doing, I call it babysitting or maintenance. We're watching our guys that are committed, making sure we see them, watch their development. I saw one last weekend and another that we're recruiting a week ago that I loved. I think their development is great. But we're doing that and watching our guys so we can provide them input and give them direction and let them know what we're thinking as far as moving ahead and then picking off what's around them. We're not at the point now where we're going out and feeling we're going to steal a guy in the summer like we were before. Before, I felt we had to kind of redo our roster in some degrees with what we had committed because we were so overcommitted and pushing back so many guys when they weren't ready to play college hockey. We kept pushing back, so those guys were all stockpiled. We had to go see them all and replace some of them, to be perfectly honest. We're past that stage now, so I like where we're at.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Get those projects at home all finished up.
You too.
And we'll do this again real soon.
Great, thanks.